What we find in these northern Syrian sites is that the same type of accounting and writing system used at Uruk also appears. So we have similar religious concepts, we have similar bureaucratic tools. All of this indicates that whatever group is living in Syria, in southern Iran, has the same idea, the same mentality as those who are living in Uruk. And it is our earliest evidence for a unified system of writing shared beyond one particular location. The Uruk period has long been fascinating to archaeologists because so many critical ideas seem to develop at once. It's interesting, in light of this, that now a site in Syria may cause us to undergo a fundamental reanalysis of what we thought we knew about Uruk. The site in Syria, and I'm sure more excavation will occur, is still being excavated. The reports are preliminary, but let's speculate a bit about what the implications for these connections between Hamukar and Uruk were. If Hamukar was destroyed by an army from southern Mesopotamia, and we know the destruction is certain, even if the agents who inflicted it are not certain, then we should start to reevaluate social order, and perhaps even political order in Uruk. An army needs a leader, or at least a couple of leaders, and we discussed both last time with the Ubayid period and with the Uruk period, the lack of a leader outside of the temple. Archaeologists were looking for palaces as a way to identify who was in charge in the city at the time. But maybe this leadership is military. Maybe it doesn't leave any material evidence, or it hasn't been discovered yet. We certainly did not have any evidence anywhere else for a large military force in the Uruk region, and we still may not. Again, this is all very early analysis and speculation. But I think it illustrates that our reconstructions of the past are founded on a partial picture, one that can be changed both by new discoveries, but also by new ways of thinking about old ideas. Much of this is my speculation, so I don't want to say that we have an army that is being led by a new political leader in Uruk, and you've heard it here first at the Teaching Company. But what I want to do is illustrate how historians and archaeologists think about ancient history in light of new discoveries, what ways we imagine that archaeological evidence can illustrate pretty key concepts in the ancient world. As we have seen, the Uruk period provides essential evidence for the development of complex social groups and hierarchy. It is possible to identify diverse professions, crafts, long-distance exchange, perhaps even long-distance military attacks. Surplus food was collected and provided to the inhabitants of a city in exchange for these services. The cities of southern Mesopotamia had a very dense population that probably lured newcomers to the region. Whatever role the temple played, it was a major force in the city. It was the center for bureaucracy that we have discovered at this time. So they collected resources and they redistributed them. Finally, the temples are the location of monumental architecture, so they embody what the community can create. We remain uncertain about the position of any political ruler or group of ruling elite, but all of these features of urban life, collecting goods, redistributing them, organizing labor, creating record keeping, and other diverse professions can first be identified at Uruk.